Hello.
Hello, my name is Tasha, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, I had a charge on my credit card and I did not recognize it and I had no idea what it was for $67.32.
Oh, okay. And what's your first and last name?
Rebecca Nelson.
Thank you. I have your information right here. And can you verify your shipping address?
3386 South State Road 47, Crawfordsville, Indiana 47933.
Thank you. And if you can provide me 30 seconds while I retrieve your information for you, I'll be placing you on hold.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Liberty Mutual. They customize your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. And by switching, you can even save $652. Thank you, Liberty Mutual. Is this a free? Go.
Prime Video Christmas Movie.
Only pay for what you need.
Yes, ma'am, it's Rebecca. I do apologize about the hold. So right here, I'm showing on your account that you paid shipping and handling for $574 for a technical bag that was shipped out in August. You remember that? And that was a welcome gift for joining our Factory Direct and Savings Club. So every month you was charged. And in return, you will receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Consumer Gadget Club. So the $67.32, that's actually was for our membership. So if you go online, you still have funds to spend as well. I don't know if you've been inside of our store or signed into it, but you do have some gift cards in there also. Even if you cancel today, as you stated, that those funds are yours. That's inside of our club.
Well, I was charged this last month, and the credit card credited that to me. So I didn't sign up for anything. And I don't care if I have coupons or whatever because I'm not going to buy anything. So how do I cancel this and get out of it?
Okay, you said that the bank provided you your funds back?
Yes, they credited it back to me for last month for $67.32.
Let's see here. Did they call in at this location? Let me see something. Because if your bank provided you the funds back, we would not be able to provide you the funds back. Once they already did the dispute or anything of that nature, they would have to give us a call. So if you actually already called your bank for the dispute, they would have to give us a call. If it's already in process or they provided the 67 back to you.
Yes, they did on 11/11.
Yeah. So since they have already provided you the 67/32, they probably will be giving us a call. I thought they would have been called. And then we can go from there once the dispute is dropped or anything else. But if they refund you the cash, we can't refund once they have already refunded.
Okay, but on this charge for the 67/32, how do I get that off my credit card? Do I need to call them back and say that I've got another charge from you for another dispute?
Which one did they dispute? Which one did you go through the bank to dispute?
The one on November.
In November? Okay. Let me check here.
It was they give me the credit back on 11/11.
Let's see. Was it 11/04 and that was for the 67/32?
Yes.
Okay. So you said that they actually spoke with you on that matter and gave, okay, so that was that one. Then the one that was for $39.99, that declined, and then the one that was from yesterday, well, Monday, that one was declined. So after that there was no more coming out. The last two declined, and then the other one, you said you got the 6732 back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it says purchases another debt. One was charged to me on 11-4.
Yes, that's the one that you said that you got back. So the one that was charged on 11-4, when you did that dispute, you got it back this November the 11th. So that was for that one. So let me just check to make sure I'm checking all of your notes, because you say you spoke with the bank. So I was trying to see, did anyone notate the account? Did they speak with anyone, or did they even call? Did they call up here or anything else to speak with someone, or you don't know?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay.
Because I just talked to the credit card company.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so let me place you on a brief 30 seconds or between 30 seconds to a minute, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Rebecca, I'm sorry. I'm still checking, placing you back on a 30-second hold.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Rebecca. So if you can have the bank to give us a call, you can be on three-way as well with them. And then we can go over the account. And once the dispute has been dropped, then we can go ahead and actually work with you on the amounts, because they actually gave you like a small credit until they give us a call to go through the protocol. So it's best for you to just call them with us, and then we can go ahead and finish it for you.
Okay. So
to have
then-
it back in your account.
Okay, so then after they call you and
once they call back and stop the dispute, then we can refund it.
Okay.
Mhm. Yes, because see, it's showing that, like you stated, you did call the bank, so they actually just gave you like a $67.32, like a provision credit, but they still have to call us. So I don't think that they made, you know, made a call to us yet, because that 6732 okay. can't be taken back again. So it's best for you to have them to call us so we can go ahead and help you out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling customer support.
Bye.